life. So many people trying to win at so many things. But, well, what if we're on the wrong track? What if the prize we're striving so hard for isn't worth winning? Now there's a skip. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective today as we kick off a new series of messages called Running the Race, Winning the Prize. It seems to me that so many of us are on a treadmill. Is that pessimistic? I don't think so. I just think it's the plain reality of life. It seems to me that this world is more and more and more about running a race, about winning the prize. Not just amongst the elite athletes, the Olympians, although in that arena it's definitely a case of winner takes all. Just a split second is the difference between millions of dollars of endorsements and complete and utter obscurity. The winner-takes-all mentality, well, we take that into our lives too. Life seems to be a competition in so many areas. Now, competition in and of itself, it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's great entertainment on a sporting field. It sharpens our senses and helps us to achieve things. But it becomes a problem when the normal, everyday things that we do in life become a competition. When everything we do, every pursuit, everything is a race, trying to beat the next guy. That sort of life, well, that's a stressed life. Maybe that's why the biggest thing that people complain of these days is too much stress. There are so many races that we seem to run, and today we're going to take a look at that from a different perspective. We want to win at all sorts of things. Having the smartest and brightest kids. I mean, these days, at least in the affluent West, people are now paying not only big dollars to send their kids to private schools, but on top of that, they're paying for expensive tutors. Now, I don't know. I attended a government school, no tutors, and I managed pretty well. But these days, it's so much more competitive. There's more pressure to win. Political races. I mean, as an Australian peering in on the US presidential race every 4 years, how much did Barack Obama raise in his campaign? Something like $1 billion, all to win. I mean, beauty. Beauty is an almost pathological competitive obsession amongst teenage girls. Success in our careers, the cars we drive, the houses we live on and on and on it goes. So many people competing with one another. It seems that whether it's pure survival or the excesses of a wealthy society, life's all about running hard and winning. Now, I was brought up in a post-war European work ethic, so I am the last person to criticise hard work. Actually, I believe in applying ourselves and working hard, but there's an ugly underbelly to that. There's a part where people pour their lives out to win a prize, but the question is that prize worth winning? The goal that we've been programmed to go after so hard, is just stop and look and think in the cold, hard light of day and ask, is this a race worth winning? Well, is it? This week on the program, we're starting a series called Running the Race, Winning the Prize, because actually, part of believing in God is running the race and winning the prize. But the question we need to ask ourselves, though, and that's what today is all about, is this: am I on the right track? Am I running the right race? So often the world's just kind of, I don't know, programmed us to run this particular race, the career we've chosen maybe, or a race that's about winning lots of money, or whatever it is, we're running in the race. We're giving it our all. We're slogging hard. We're working hard. But let me ask you this. Stand back, take a hard look at your race, the race that you're running. Is it the right race? How do you answer that question? How do you assess whether it's the right race, whether it's worth it? Well, you look at the prize at the end. What's the prize? What do I get? What do I end up with? And given what I want out of life, given my hopes and dreams and plans, is the sacrifice that I'm making for this race justified by the prize? Hard question. We don't often ask ourselves that because we're addicted to running the race we're running at the moment. We've been programmed to believe that if we don't win this race, then we've failed. If we give up, we're a failure. We've been duped into thinking that the prize is worth it, even when it's not. You wouldn't believe the number of businessmen, I deliberately am talking about men now, who believe that if they work really, really hard when they're young, they'll be able to retire in their mid-40s, live a life of luxury. Most of them don't. Many of them lose their marriages and miss out on their kids growing up. Many of them have high blood pressure, they're overweight, they end up having a stroke or a heart attack in their 50s when they're still working like idiots. Do you see how easy it is to end up running the wrong race? To pour our lives out for a prize that at the end of the day just ain't worth it. We behave as though it all depends on us. And then the stock market crashes. And all the wealth that's been generated by so many busy, hard-working, industrious people is wiped off the ledger in a matter of moments. Or war breaks out. Or oil prices plummet. Or sickness strikes. Or the crops destroyed. Or, come on, whatever it is. We put our faith in the works of our hands as though there's no tomorrow, as though it all depends on us. But you and I know life just isn't like that. King Solomon was one of the wisest men that ever walked the earth, and towards the end of his life, listen to what he writes. It's from the Old Testament, if you're interested, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. He says, look, again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor the bread for the wise, nor the riches for the intelligent, nor the favour to the skillful. But time and chance happen to them all. For no one can anticipate the time of disaster, like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So mortals are snared at a time of calamity, when suddenly it falls upon them. We think that if we're swift and strong and wise and intelligent and skillful, that's it, we can do it all, that's all there is. Come on, it's only part of the equation, we know that. Again, don't get me wrong, I'm a great believer in taking the gifts and abilities that God's given us and applying them diligently and working hard and running the race. But which race? The race this world's told us we should be running, or a different race? Is there a better race than what I'm doing today? A race that, well, isn't just about blessing here and now, but a race that brings an eternal prize. See, that's the race that the Apostle Paul is talking about when he writes this. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, this is what he says. Do you not know that in a race, the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box as though beating the air, but I punish my body and I enslave it, so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified. See, Paul's making a really clear distinction here between the race that the athletes run, the race that this world programs us to run for a perishable wreath, a wreath that will die and disappear, as against the race that he's running in, which is a race that has an imperishable prize. We're going to look at that over the course of this week. Paul is focused, but he's focused on the right race. Let me ask you again, which race are you running in? Is it worth it? We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word Fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.